Today, we'd like to see the title over Holy Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 37. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 10 to 11, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal. What is the Holy Jerusalem in the context? What do the most precious stones until verse 21 represent? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 22, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Explain the temple chronologically in the Bible, and what can we learn about it? In verse 27, but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What does it mean? And how can we be written in the Lamb's books of life? In the last time, Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderer, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The cowardly or the fearful are those who fear some because of no faith, such as death, famine, persecution, devils, security, powers, illness, or any other created thing feared. Although we only fear of God, or have only holy fear of God, and the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the sexually immoral, or whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars are those who do not love the Lord Jesus Christ, separated from God. Those will be cast into the eternal fire destruction, the lake of fire or Gehenna. Here today is we are seeing chapter 21, last part. Here source right here is the Holy Jerusalem, the new city right there. So there's each side three gates there. The three gates is the bottom, is the foundations there. So here verse 9, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues, seven sealed judgments in chapter 6 and 7, and seven trumpet judgments in chapters 8 to 14. And then seven bowls or vials judgments in chapters 15 16 had come. One angel who brought one bowl or vial judgment in seven angels came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. The bride is the Lamb's wife. Here the angel came to John the Apostle and talked with him. The bride, the Lamb's wife. The bride is all believers, like the wife of her groom, the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps went out to meet the bridegroom. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. John the Apostle was led by the Spirit to a big mountain to see the great city, the holy Jerusalem, or the new Jerusalem from heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, or Holy Jerusalem, the new city, holy city, come down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 11, having the glory of God, the holy Jerusalem had his glory. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal. This holy Jerusalem, illuminated from God's glory, is lightning like a moon. The Jerusalem is like a most precious clear stone. Up to verse 21st, there are many kinds of jewels or gems which represent purity and durability, or his faithfulness, so not change durability. Here jewels are different from earthly eroded jewels. We are in new bodies at the holy Jerusalem, in the new heaven and the new earth, like the resurrected Jesus, Luke chapter 24, 36-39. Now as they said this thing, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, said to them, peace to you. But you were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And Jesus said to them, why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, touch me and see. For spirit does not have a flesh and bones as you see I have it. So something different, not in a spiritual being. So the body made by heaven, that kind of thing. So treasurer, here treasurer, not like earthly treasurers. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-20. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew chapter 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. When I finally discovered the Bible, Holy Scriptures, I gave up everything, career and all things, only total my life and pour into the teaching, the Bible, so-called, you know, pastor, you know, that kind of thing. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5-7, but we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves, your bond servants for Jesus' sake. I am your bond servant for Jesus' sake, for it is the God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel. The body is earthly, body, earthen vessel. That excellence of the power may be of God, not of us. That kind of treasure. So see gemstones in the Bible. This is cross reference. So a lot of the gemstones, the Bible is there. Verse 12. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and 12 angels of the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. The 12 tribes of the Israel represent believers in the Old Testament time. So then is Jesus came into grave, at that time Jesus brought all of them at his resurrection into Jerusalem. Verse 13, 30 gates on the east, 30 gates on the north, 30 gates on the south, 30 gates on the west. So each side has 30 gates, Shea Barber, the picture. So verse 14, the wall of the city had 12 foundations. So each gate is the bottom foundation. On them were the names of 12 apostles of the Lamb. The 12 apostles of the Lamb, Jesus Christ represents, 12 disciples represent the believers in the New Testament time. So verse 15, and he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The New Jerusalem city had 12 gates and 12 foundations on the wall. See above the map. Verse 16, picture. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. Its length is the same as its brothers, so that's a square. So he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, brothers, and height are equal. The city is a cube, containing 6 equal squares, like the most holy place in Solomon's temple. 1 Kings chapter 6, 19-20. He prepared the inner sanctuary into the temple, set the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord there. Ark of the Covenant, the presence of the Lord. The inner sanctuary was 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, 20 cubits high. Cube. He overlaid it with pure gold, and overlaid the altar of a cedar. 1 foot long is 1/8 mile. So 1500 mile, so cube. So each side 1500 mile. So this is widest length height in that way. Or 2414 kilometers each side there, cube. So little smaller than the size of a moon. Moon is a diameter about 2,000 miles. So little smaller than the moon size. Verse 17, then he measured its wall 144 cubits. 12 times 12 is equal to 144, representing all believers, both in Old Testament and in New Testament times. Measures. One cubit is 18 inches, or 45.72 centimeters. So 216 feet, or 66 meters. Walls measure 66 meters. According to the measure of a man, that is of an angel. Verse 18 up to 21. The construction of its wall. So various kinds of gemstones. Its wall with jasper. The city itself is pure gold. the 12 foundations of the wall with the 12 kinds of gemstones, and the 12 gates with poles. Its street also is pure gold. The summary. So the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, second sapphire, third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Then 22, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The temple on the earth is the copy and shadow of the heavenly temple. The Ark of Covenant in the most holy place represents the presence of God. Hebrews chapter 8, 5. Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For God said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Before the new city, or the holy Jerusalem coming down from new heaven, the heavenly temple had existed. Revelation chapter 7, 15. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, an earthquake, and great hail. 14:15 up to 17. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. 15:5-6. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chest girded with the golden bands. But now, in the New Jerusalem, God's presence will be observed everywhere by every saint who worship him through the city, without any interference between him, the groom, and every saint, the bride, koinonia, fellowship, or one bond relationship between him and each saint. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. God the Father and the Son of God, or the one unity between God Almighty and the Lamb per se, is the temple of the Holy Jerusalem. What a beauty. So no hindrance, no interference, any hindrance. Hindrances. Interference or hindrance. Verse 23, the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated the lamp, The Lamb is Israelite. Jesus Christ himself is the light of the new city, so the sun or the moon is not needed. John chapter 1, 3 and 4. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. 24. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. All saved people of the nations walk in the light of the new city. That light, Jesus. The kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into the earth. The kings brought their glory and honor to the Lamb, into the new city. All glory and honor are to the Lord. Verse 25, its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. The gates of the city are always open without night. The saints are in the light, not in darkness. 26, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Every saint on the nations brings every glory, honor to the lamp into the new city. Verse 27, there shall by no means or never enter in anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Whoever doesn't believe in the Lamb, doesn't live by faith, or is not ruled by the law, such as defiler, abominator, or liar, or polluted. But only those written in the Lamb or Book of Life. So those written in the Lamb's Book of Life are those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, who live by faith, or who are ruled by the Lord. It does not mean a perfect person. Even if we are struggled towards the perfect example of the Lamb, as long as we live by faith, we are deemed as righteous in the sight of the Lord. John chapter 3, 18-19. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Romans chapter 1, 17. For in it, in gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garment, in good behavior, from faith. I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. 20:12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were supposed that people were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. So we can cover all three questions. Let's sing all together. The bulletin, last song is supposed song is number page 69, page 18.